This podcast was made possible by the Heising-Simons Foundation. The Center on Enhancing Early Learning Outcomes at the National Institute for Early Education Research presents Legacy 2030, Pioneers in Early Childhood Education. On this episode, we speak with Larry Schweinhardt, Professor Emeritus of HiScope Educational Research Foundation. Larry, what research and experiences influenced your career?
I actually prepared for my career in the doctoral study program that I was in. A lot of people don't do that. It turns out to be a kind of a rare thing. But I was an interdisciplinary doctoral program on young children. And I went through that program, and then there was the opportunity to become a research associate at the HiScope Educational Research Foundation. I worked on various projects when I was there, but I kind of gravitated towards the HiScope Perry Preschool Study. And I remember in particular, I can remember it like it was yesterday, walking or doing a computer analysis of school achievement at eighth grade. And there was a big difference. There was a bigger difference between the control group and the experimental group at eighth grade than there was at first, second, third, fourth, or fifth grade. That was a long-term effect. That was the first time I found a long-term effect that was really clearly a new effect, different from what we had found earlier. Everything for my career revolves around the HiScope Perry Preschool Study. It's affected me in two different ways. One is by actually conducting this study, I've been able to find out things that I wouldn't have known otherwise. And then the second thing is that by publicizing and telling people about the study, particularly early childhood educators, school administrators, legislators, I've had a kind of an ongoing dialogue with a lot of people that I think is fairly rare to be able to have that many conversations over the years with people, and that's shaped a lot about what I think can be done and what people need to know.
What was most important about what you did in the Perry Preschool Project?
I know some things that are necessary. One is that we had a well-resourced program. We were spending, maybe a benchmark is to spend as much per child as you spend per child in education. So if you spend a certain amount in fifth grade, why not spend it at age four? Why would you spend a different amount or half as much and expect to get the same effect or an effect? What I would like to do is to specify just a few things. Specify the cost per child, teacher-child ratio, the qualifications of the teacher, or at least the competence of the teacher, however that's measured. A parent program. There needs to be a substantial parent program. I think maybe one of the reasons that some people think you need to you spend less on early childhood education is because there's less time per child. They call it contact time. And they only measure it in terms of time per child. What if we measured both time per child and time per parent? So there's contact time, but it's with different people. You're contacting different people. So you have a substantial parent program as well as a substantial child program. And bringing both of those things together is important. I would specify a number of things like that. And I'm pretty sure that those are right. Now, on the other hand, I'm talking in policy terms here. I'm talking about things that can be allocated by an administrator. There's also the question of what actually happens. What is the interaction in the program? What is the context, the climate of the classroom? And that's very important. That's critically important, too. The teacher has to go after rich interactions. One of the things that rich interaction means is that the children are paying attention. They're engaged in the experience. But I think if we hang on the term rich interaction, interaction between whole groups and teachers, interaction between small groups and teachers, interaction with individual children, but keeping the children engaged all of the time, that's the hard-to-measure goal that's right at the heart of good early childhood education.
What lessons from the past have been lost or forgotten and need to be relearned?
I used to have a kind of a saying that I came up with, which was, to get what we got, you got to do what we did. The debate is whether we should do real preschool or cheap preschool. And cheap preschool almost always wins, and then we have an evaluation that finds the cheap preschool doesn't work very well. We don't need to do that anymore. We need to do real preschool and see how well that works. I think that maybe historically, some people might argue with this, but I think that historically the goal of early childhood education has been to enhance children's development. I think it would be widely assumed that it would be all of child's development. There's a lot of talk about the whole child. That's what it means, the whole child's development, specifically intellectual, social, and physical. And all of those dimensions are important. What happens when, in the current climate, when there's increased spending and some desire for accountability, is that it's different to measure though in those three different domains. It's easy to measure achievement, but it's more difficult to measure social development, and I'm not sure about physical development. People hardly ever measure that either. So we get a narrowing of the purpose of early childhood education, and even the judgments about what constitutes a successful program, it's all in terms of achievement rather than in terms of child development. And that's a lesson from the past that we have lost, and it's too bad.
What strategies do you recommend policymakers implement over the next 10 years to improve early childhood education?
What I think we could profit from a great deal is a coordinated approach to early childhood education programming and evaluation. We've got federal government with Head Start, and child care. We've got state government programs. We've got local programs that are springing up in different places, particularly cities. And they're all operating independently of each other. But if we could somehow coordinate all of that, if we could coordinate spending per child, if we could coordinate evaluation, if we could coordinate teacher-child ratios and all of that stuff, then we could have systematic variation that we could test out better. And I think we're kind of stalled on trying to come up with the answer of which works the best, this or that, because there's so much variability that's simply attributable to different funding sources. And if we had systematic variation, which has been tried before, but it's just so hard because of how complex government is, that I think would be a tremendous step forward in early childhood education.
What advice would you like to pass on to the field?
To get what we got, you got to do what we did. If you want to have long-term effects, you've got to do the things that we did to get long-term effects. If you want to have a good program, you got to have it sufficiently resourced so that it's possible. I do think that it's possible to have systematic variation or variation. You don't have to follow slavishly some specific model. You can do it in different ways, but it should always be well resourced. You need to have champions who are well positioned to bring up the topic. And it's been interesting in our home state that over the years that stuff has grown. And in fact, it was our last governor who was an accountant. And I have to believe that his being an accountant is one of the things that attracted him to early childhood education. But he provided one of the largest increases in funding for the state program. And I think it was because he was seeing positive evaluation results, both the Perry Preschool Study and the program itself. The answer has to be education of the people who are making the decisions, whether it be legislators or administrators or somebody else. They have to value evaluation. They have to value the results that are obtained from the evaluation. How you do that? I suppose you elect the best people, the people who really value evaluation.
Thank you, Larry. The Center on Enhancing Early Learning Outcomes at the National Institute for Early Education Research would like to thank the Heising Simons Foundation for its support of the Legacy 2030 Pioneers in Early Childhood Education Project. For more information about CELO's Legacy 2030 project, visit our website, celo.org/celo-legacy-2030. Thank you.